and I'm sorry, Bill Madden, who basically come in here tonight to explain the resolution that we had before us last week. So, Susan, if you don't mind.
There's a couple of people, I think, on committee that are out there. And I'd like to have them come in. I mean, they've asked for this information.
Hector, grab a couple people out there some ways.
Yeah, whether they're on the committee or not, just grab them.
Tell them a second's up.
Your right. Second's up.
Move without them.
Who else you want, Jeanette? Jeanette, who else you want out there? Who else is up?
Anybody else? There.
No.
All right. Good.
Snooze or lose.
Tracy called and she'll be here in a minute. Go ahead.
All right. Want to go through the resolutions first? Then
sure.
Excuse me.
One of the resolutions Tracy wanted to speak.
So we can hold. We can hold that one. All right. Suzanne, if you don't mind, let's go through some of the resolutions first, so that everybody's here. We don't have to hear this again.
Yeah.
All right. Resolution 348, adopting proposed law 4, local law 2.
I'll move it.
To the update term of membership to Environmental Council. Moved by Hector, second by Carl. Oh, hold on one second. These are all in non-consent, correct?
Yes.
Any questions? Nobody?
I would like to commend the county attorney and the deputy chair of this committee, or actually the chairman of the Environmental Committee. I know we started this process last year, and it's been a long time coming, I guess, local law.
Thank you.
But I think that we realized that there were members on the Environmental Council that had been on there longer than what the term was, and that it's hard to get volunteers anyway to serve on a committee, especially like that. I looked at them.
Now, Carl, tell the truth.
Now, check your wallet.
Now I'm against this law.
I'll take that back.
And it's entire.
All right, any other discussion?
No.
If not, roll call. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 349, establishing an energy loan policy in the County of Ulster, local law number 6. Moved by Tracy, second by...
I'll second.
TJ, second. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'm a no, Mr. Chairman.
You're a no?
Yeah, I have concerns, too. I've talked to some of my constituents who don't believe it's fair giving businesses another break at the taxpayer's expense. And at the taxpayer's expense would be, of course, if they defaulted on the loan through their property tax. So, in taking it right down to the wire on my decision.
Tracy?
I'll vote to bring it to the floor.
Tracy?
Okay. I just wanted to update. I got some figures from Bert, just speaking of the risk, and when we talk about real risk. And I asked to look at the real numbers of commercial defaults over the last 3 years, and to look at them against total numbers of commercial properties and against total defaults. And in 2012, there were 9 commercial properties that defaulted, and that was out of 7,027 commercial properties on Golden County. In 13, there were 6 commercial properties that defaulted, and that was out of 6,973 commercial properties. And in 14, there were 5, and that was out of 6,964 total commercial properties. And that, I mean, it goes without saying, is out of total commercial properties. These are businesses that may be deciding between their tax bill and their lighting bill. So when you factor it against a pretty aggressive underwriting policy, which I know you've seen the policy, but I'll be happy to give it to you so you can look at it before caucus as well, I think we're talking about very, very little real risk to the county. That said, I mean, we approve pilots all the time, and pilots, you know, we're actually suffering a real loss against a potential gain. In this case, the only loss is the potential loss, and there is the reserve loan loss fund, but I truly don't believe we're even going to ever get there. If this passes, 50-plus projects have been approved in Connecticut. Not one has defaulted. So, I mean, I think we're in really great shape. And sometimes you have to take a risk for a benefit. And I think this is a really, really positive one. I'll be happy to share any extra information. I know you've seen it. But I'll be happy to give it to you again in a concise form. I have a list of 86 banks that have approved the lender status, which again should go to build confidence, because these are, I mean, everything from little banks to the big banks. And I'm sure you heard the Energy Improvement Corporation has, you know, signed a $75 million deal with Bank of America, which our residents aren't in line. You know, I really think of this as an economic development tool more than anything. And like I said, we have the state offers programs, no tax-free for 10 years. There's very little we can do to help existing businesses. And we all know how difficult times are. So while I love the environmental benefits, for me, it's the economic benefits, as far as an economic development tool, are the number one reason to support this.
I just want to correct you, though. We don't approve pilots.
Well, we're not.
So, because if we did, I would vote no on a lot of
them. Okay.
But
deviated pilots.
One quote that I got from a resident was that, you know, why are we constantly giving businesses a break when the homeowner needs a break? And I couldn't come up with a good answer. I really couldn't.
Well, I think we're here not to segment between businesses and taxpayers. I think we're here to do what's best for Ulster County. And, you know, there again, if it's businesses, fine. If it's residents, it's fine, too. But, I mean, there again, I don't think we're choosing one over the other. Jeremy?
A couple of questions, Tracy. One thing on your paperwork at the bottom, is this, first of all, is this purely for businesses?
Yeah, commercially owned property.
Because at the bottom it says, is it 1 to 4 families, 30% maximum, $30,000 maximum? And then further down it says 10%. Did I read that correctly?
It applies to commercially owned properties only. So that includes multifamily residences if they're commercially owned. They have to be commercially owned.
So owned by an LLC.
LLC, S Corp or C Corp.
So it could be a resident, 1 to 4 family.
If it was commercially owned, yes.
Okay. And just, you know, when you say that there's nothing for, you know, pilots, not all pilots give everything away. The town of Ulster pilots, believe me, the medical building is the highest tax property in the town.
No, I know that. I think there's a reason for pilots and for incentives. I mean, like I said, I see the commercials for the state, you know, 10 years tax-free. I realize there's a benefit. And in the movie industry, they do it all the time. You know, the movies follow the tax incentives around the country. But this is something we could do for existing businesses rather than to attract new businesses or new businesses.
All right, vote to move it to the floor. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against?
But I do want to say one thing.
You already said one thing. You want to say another thing?
There was an amendment made in laws and rules that on the floor we're going to have to move to unamend, because it has to pass in its form, because this is the way that the EIC has structured their bank agreements. So we're going to be amending to amend the amendment to unamend it, if that makes sense.
To remove, you're removing something.
Yes, it's just 3 or 4 words. So I just want to give everyone a heads up.
Laws and rules going to go with that?
I spoke to Rich Parody, and I spoke to Mary Beth Mayo, who was one of the, even though she's not on the committee, she was one of the people who was pushing that amendment. She understood why I was pushing it.
Did Rich say he would go with it?
He said he understood too. Yeah.
Yeah, but did he say he would go with it?
He has to pass before tonight's meeting.
He may understand a lot of
things. No, it's going to be on the floor. It's going to be on the floor.
But don't the committee have to pass it?
The committee did pass it.
Oh, they took it up in committee already with the amendment to the amendment.
They
to the
put the amendment in.
Okay.
Yeah, they put it in.
All right, Hector.
Just a clarification. So, yep. Are you looking to remove this bolded part on page 4 of the local law?
Yes.
Okay, and by deleting something, you're not, are we now kind of setting ourselves up where we get to re-notice the public hearing?
No, the public hearing wasn't with the bold. The public hearing was without the bold.
So they added that one. All right, so, okay, good enough.
Hello, Mary Beth.
Hello, everybody.
You have pink eye tonight?
No.
Oh, you're wearing glasses.
No. Chris.
I did work
Good thing we can laugh.
But I've got extra drops.
All right. All right, Suzanne. I think we're thinking, yeah, Mary Beth is here. All right.
We need only separation of powers for fairly
what, everybody voted on that?
Everybody voted? Yes, we did, didn't we? I'm sorry. Go back to Resolution 349 just for confirmation. Everybody all in favor moving to the floor?
Aye.
Okay. Anybody against?
You're against, right?
No, moving to the floor.
I'm against the resolution, but I'll vote to move it to the floor.
All right. All right. Suzanne?
Hi. I'm Suzanne Holt, and I want to thank you for inviting me to speak here tonight about the work of the County's Office of Economic Development. I appreciate the opportunity to clear up any confusion that you may have about the county's economic development policy and the relationship with Resolution 373 that's on your agenda tonight. Ulster Tomorrow, which is, this is the county's overall economic development policy. It was adopted by the legislature in 2009, and it outlines the policy that the Office of the Economic Development follows. The marketing is one piece of the much bigger economic development picture, and that's Ulster Tomorrow calls for a comprehensive marketing strategy, and that's what's covered tonight in the Resolution 373. So according to, what I would like to do tonight is just talk to you for a few minutes about the Office of Economic Development in general, and then ask Josh Summers from Focus Media to talk about the marketing strategy in particular, just to put it in a bigger context, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So according to Ulster Tomorrow, economic development best practices require an integrated approach. With the Office of Economic Development, the county has integrated most of the economic development functions in one place. So the Office of Economic Development is the front door for businesses and nonprofits and municipalities with business interests to contact. And we do work really hard to meet their needs and also to welcome new businesses that are considering Ulster County. We're ready to react whenever a business calls and asks for any type of assistance, or when one of you calls and asks for help with your constituents. We get multiple requests every single week, and we respond to each and every one. Sometimes the help is a quick answer to an important question, and other times it takes months and months of diligent follow-up in order to get the business what they need. A number of you here tonight have called on me, so I think you know that I do respond, and my staff, and we do it quickly and thoroughly. In order to be successful with an economic development operation of any kind, in addition to being reactive, we also need to be proactive, both in finding ways to help Ulster County's businesses who haven't asked for help yet, and also in attracting new businesses who may be considering Ulster County. Businesses both here and those considering coming here generally ask for three things. They want help finding the perfect site, they want information about all the financing and incentives that are available, and they want business counseling, which can be any one of a million things. It can be they want help writing a business plan so that they can get a loan, or they have questions about all the different types of permitting, or they want introductions to other local businesses. You know, I oftentimes have one business call and say, can you introduce me to somebody else because they might be interested in partnering or buying my product. We also spend a lot of time in the late spring and early summer helping businesses, municipalities, and nonprofits with the state's consolidated funding application process, hoping to bring home as much state funding as we can. Ulster County has some excellent economic development tools that help us to help businesses. One of them is the Planning Department hosts gateway meetings, and what Dennis Doyle does is when there's any new prospective project, he brings together the Department of Transportation, the Department of Health, my office, whatever departments would be helpful to a particular project, and sits everybody down at the same table so the businesses know what to expect at the very beginning. We also have relationships with state offices, with obviously with all the county departments, which allows us to cut a lot of red tape and to expedite permits and things like that. A third excellent tool is the IDA incentives. Businesses want to know what we can do to help, and with the Office of Economic Development as staff to the IDA, we're able to get qualified businesses through the application process as easily as possible. With the legislators' cooperation and support, the Kent Executive has also created numerous programs like the Guaranteed Jobs Program, which educates Ulster County residents so that they can find jobs with our county manufacturers, as well as the Ulster County Advantage Program, which encourages residents to buy local. And these are two programs that my office is working on right now to get implemented and up and running. And so I just also want to talk about, you know, there's a lot of good news. The economy has been growing in the last 12 years. The Ulster County has surpassed the state and the region and the state in private sector job growth. So only New York City has a higher job growth than we have in the last year. And unemployment is going down. So these are trends that we're working, you know, I'm not taking credit for, but that we're all working hard to continue these exciting trends. And one way that we're doing that is with the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance, which replaced UCDC. Having a local economic development alliance allows us to do things that a county cannot do itself, which makes it very valuable. The chair and the vice chair of the legislature's Economic Development Committee are permanent members, so the legislature is always represented. In addition, having the LDC allows the county to partner with the business community, so that they're given a seat at the table. This is also a great way to provide marketing and education services to the business community, as well as to perform functions like marketing surplus county property, so that taxpayers get the best price that they can get. The Economic Development Alliance also administers the revolving loan funds, the Shovel Ready program, and the Ready to Go program, which are more essential tools to help Ulster County's businesses. Right now, the Economic Development Alliance is working to position Ulster County as a thought leader with the business community. What we're trying to do is entice businesses to events in order to help them to collaborate and grow their businesses. So the first one we're having is tomorrow morning. We're starting, it's going to be the first in a quarterly breakfast meeting for the real estate community. And we're expecting realtors, builders, architects, everyone, bankers involved in the business community. Larry Gottlieb from HVEDC is going to be speaking. And the goal is to provide them with useful information, but also provide them with an opportunity to network. And some of our buildings, like some of our businesses like Kingston Block or Excelsior Wood Products, you know, we've invited those type of businesses as well in the hopes that they can work together in the future. We're also gearing up for a panel discussion for Spanish-speaking business people and entrepreneurs in Ellenville next Wednesday night. We know that our small business community is essential, and so we have a panel discussion coming up. The Ulster County Economic Development Alliance is also taking proactive steps to market the county, which is why we're here tonight. We're creating first-rate professional collateral, including website content, brochures, and a video. And I do just have our current brochures, just so you can see that we need help to really brag about everything that we have. I can pass these around. We're using site optimization and Google Analytics in order to measure the results. And just to point out that the chair and vice chair of the Economic Development Committee have fully supported this process every step of the way. So right now I have Josh Summers here. He's the president and CEO of Focus Media, which the UCEDA has contracted with to do the marketing. So I don't know if you want to ask me questions, if you want to hear from Josh first, or what you'd like.
Let's do it together, all right?
Okay, sure.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you. Josh?
Chairman?
Mm-hmm.
I've been in this room a few times. We, for the last 4 years, we've been the partner to Ulster Tourism. And Suzanne says, I don't know if we could take credit. Well, we've been a component of a very successful tourism program that has grown over 20% over the last 4 years in occupancy tax, which is one measurement. Another measurement we look at with tourism is what type of web traffic are we getting. That's an indicator that we're doing good things. On the economic development side, we've had a lot of success working with various groups. Of most relevancy to Ulster is we do all the marketing for Hudson Valley Economic Development Corp, HVDC, as Suzanne had said. And we've done their marketing for about 6 years, from Mike Oates when he was CEO, and now with Larry Gottlieb, who's a very metropolitan type client because he was a managing director for one of the largest PR firms in the country. So when we first got involved, there was an RFQ, there was a process, we were selected, and the purpose of that was, besides waiting for the phone to ring, Ulster County wanted to take proactive steps to find leads and to be and to engage the local business community as well, to be a resource to them and also foster expansion. So one of the first things we did, or the very first thing we did, is we held three SWOT stress sessions, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threat sessions with key stakeholders in the community to really understand from their point of view what are the economic opportunities. So it was good due diligence for us to take a deeper look and to talk to different groups. And at the same time, we looked at some best practices from other New York State EDCs or other marketing organizations for economic development. And that's where our strategic recommendations and the marketing components came from. And the SWOTs were very helpful, and our discovery was very helpful, because we were able to recommend to the UCEDA what we thought were the key differentiators for Ulster County, what the weaknesses and challenges were. So I think you have to have an honest and open discussion about that. Outline what we believe are the top-tier economic priorities. There's a lot of good ideas. And quite frankly, there's probably 20 things we like to do. We believe in picking two or three things and do them well, particularly when there's a limited budget. And then we recommended priorities with strategic marketing steps. And that was essentially our process. It kicked off. Those recommendations were made in late June. Our formal work with this agreement began, I believe, June 1st, but this process happened April and May. From there, we developed, the UCEDA agreed with the tactics that we recommended. I know that at your previous meeting, our agreement was you wanted more information. I think if I was to run through a lot of these key elements, you would be able to see what we've been up to. So I think if that's okay, I'd like to just run through some of these elements, and it'll explain our activity. So the presentation that we did just before June solidified what the plan was with developing an advertising program. One of the things that we recommended, instead of guessing what should we, market to clusters, what are the best tactics, how can we get a pristine list, we went to a partner that we thought would be very reliable, Site Selection Magazine, to do two things. To raise the profile of Ulster County that we're open for business, and we want site selectors to know about what our true assets are. As a matter of fact, while I'm talking about this, we'd like to pass out the ad that's going to run very shortly. I'll pass it two ways here. And these...
copy the magazine.
The ad hasn't run yet.
A sample of the past.
I don't have one with me, no. Oh, of course. So we wanted to raise the profile of Ulster County. In fact, for next year, if we're engaged, we think this is a very good venue to talk to key people. You get the right site selector with the right business, that can be a game changer for Ulster County, bringing the right project here. The second thing, besides raising the profile with this audience, is that they were able to provide a very pristine list of targets. So site selectors in the Northeast, in the real estate community that are in that business, they have a vetted list that takes the guesswork out of it. Now, there are a lot of other things that we want to do. And in fact, if you look at the Suffolk County IDA, they have very aggressive tactics. They're even running ads on CBS AM radio in New York. But the point is that we wanted to get off the ground with a list that we could trust. So we're mailing, we're preparing three mailings that are going to go out in the month of November to these 8,000 site selectors. And the ad's going to run in November as well. Which is really a culmination of the message development and collateral that we're developing. So we didn't want to run this advertising until we had our assets in place. That included the website. Other programs that we've been working on, part of our work is to develop actual copy to be used in all types of advertisements, which you see in front of you. We've rewritten the website. The county website it was important to update all of the sections, the IDA, the new Ulster County Economic Alliance, the Office of Economic Development, and we retooled that copy. It's about 15 pages. I can leave it with the committee. We're waiting for next step, we believe, in the next week or two, all of that will be published and the site will be updated. We also developed that site map. We know that there was some actual steps that we've taken, press releases, media relations. We have a packet of that we've been doing since June as well. We've conducted presentations to the UCEDA board. We've met with a marketing committee, which is a subgroup of on two occasions, and presented to them. We're very excited that the Office of Economic Development and UCEDA is engaging the business community to foster expansion. And our role with that is to promote it and help with some of the programming, the event that's happening tomorrow, the Spanish seminar on October 29th. And then in November, we're having an alliance forum, which would be a thought leadership opportunity for the office to do broader information. You'll see Bill Madden, who's my chief operating officer, keeps me out of trouble today.
Mr. Chairman, can I just ask a question? I don't mean to interrupt.
Yes. And I'm 5 minutes away from completing.
Oh, all right. Yeah, because I just wondered, there were specific questions that the committee had, and it goes on the abstract. Wasn't that the questions? I mean, you're the man for the job. I no doubt about it. I don't think anybody's questioning, you know, you're doing the right thing for Ulster County. I think the question happened to be with why are we approving the contract now when it states that it started January 1st, 2014? I mean, I just don't want to cut to the chase.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah.
So the county has a contract with the UCEDA so that the county staff can provide services to the Ulster County Economic Development Alliance. After we hired Focus Media, I realized it was my mistake that the contract wasn't reciprocal. It was so that, you know, the county staff can provide services, but wasn't the EDA can provide services back. So this is the other side of that contract that says that the work that the EDA can do for the county. So they go together, and it should have been done earlier in the year. Next year, I'll be here early.
Well, because it's kind of a procedural mistake because we can't say no.
We
can't say no, but the work's already been done.
I already did the work.
Josh will do it for nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
Mary Beth?
Thank you for all this information. This is
hopefully I don't overload you.
Is good going forward. I think I just have a very simple question, and then I'm probably going to open up the floodgates, but that's fine. Is this $150,000 that is in front of us to approve, this is going all to Focus Media?
No. No, that's it's also for some of the education programs, and it's for other marketing, for just other programs as well.
So break it down into, if you could, Focus is getting how much of the 150?
I have it with me.
Okay.
So there was an initial $7,500 that related to the SWOTs and the research. We also threw in some logos and some other rebranding that was asked of us, and I think it was a meaningful process. But from June 1st to this particular contract is $88,556.
So, and then there's other pieces of that aren't included. We did a Facebook push. We did some translations into Spanish. We've had other expenses as well. And so the $150 is also, we put it in the county's budget so that we could do that the EDA could do other projects. But part of it is going to be to market the county to market the property at Flatbush Avenue and on Golden Hill and other types of things like that.
Suzanne, I think in the future, if you could break it down into, you know, different sections, like you said, it was $88,000.
By the way, that's not all our fee. I should probably clarify that. That's printing, that's advertising, those are other.
Okay, but as much information you can give us and provide for the committees and to the legislators, I think it'd be much more advantageous for the future.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Hector?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I'm just going to ask the same question that I asked last week, and I still haven't gotten a direct answer to, which is that the previous organization, UCDC, had $300,000. In its account, and I still haven't gotten an answer as to what the accounting is or the balance, I guess, in that account.
Bert?
I actually have the current balance sheet of UCEDA now. We have $165,000 in cash currently.
So there's $165,000 in there right now.
Correct.
And we're being asked for another $150,000.
Well, there is $64,000 remaining left to be paid on this $88,000 contract, which would leave $100,000.
But then you're asking them for another $150,000.
Right.
For then
this corporation needs to continue. I mean, this corporation needs to continue without any fund. There is no funding source, Hector. I mean, the county was the funding source before,
and
there is no funding source for this.
Hector?
Okay. But if then at that point, then now you're asking, in essence, for us to get back in the same business that we were in somewhat back in the same business we were over late.
Different,
we were
before. Different operation.
Different operation. Correct. But previously, we were providing $300,000, and the old UCDC was providing staff support and actually was acting as our economic development agent and was acting as agent for the revolving loan fund, for the shovel ready, for all these different
correct.
Things. Well, now we now have an economic development department, and now we're going to have a business alliance, and now we're basically funding, in essence, two organizations. Is that kind of the direction we're now going in? Because now we're providing $150,000 in addition
that.
To what we're already basically paying for economic development.
Maybe I can clarify something here. I'm sure Jim is aware of this because he works intimately. But we now have a true LDC. Before that, we had the Economic Development Corporation. So as an LDC now, we have a lot more authority to do certain things. But more importantly, as the LDC, the county can use its own staff and not have to be reimbursed for it. You know, you are paying UCDC to do certain things. In particular, you did Shovel Ready. They got so much percent. They did something else. You had contracts with them, and they were to perform under the contracts that they had with the county. And when they reached certain benchmarks, you would pay them so much money. But the LDC is now the county's. The county is the sole member of the LDC. And it is ours, just like Golden Hill was. So we've got a lot more leeway. We can do a lot more and get a lot more bang for the buck right now because we can use everybody in the county. My office has used Clint Johnson. He's been their counsel for the LDC since the LDC was created. And it was a time-consuming process to change the certificate of incorporation, and then the bylaws had to be changed, and everything had to be changed so that this corporation now became a local development corporation. The intent of its being that when it was established way back when existed, but it didn't change with the times. It didn't change when the laws changed for LDCs.
All right. I think no one's questioning that. I think they're questioning the money end of it, the finance end of it. I mean, and there again, Bert, you said you had how much in that account?
There's $165,000 in cash.
Okay, so you have $165,000 right. in cash. You owe $88,000 to
correct.
Focus group
which
for various
down
things.
To $80,000.
And now you're asking for $150,000. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do with the excess money that you're going to get?
I mean, this corporation needs to operate. We do have accounting fees we have to pay. We have an audit that is done. There's other expenses, not just marketing campaign, through this.
Mm-hmm.
So and this will eat away at that $80,000 balance.
Okay. And do we have to approve that? Or that's automatically, once it goes into that fund, they can spend it as they see fit?
Correct. Yeah.
We have no authority over that. Why don't we have authority over that? Or why don't we have authorization? And not that they don't have to spend it, but
right.
they come back to us and say, we're going to spend $25,000 for a county.
You have the chair and the vice chair of the Economic Development Committee are on that
and also on that
board.
I think Stan was saying that this is
Ken, hold on, please. There's other people that like to talk first, all right? We've got Tracy, we got Lynn, and then we got Carl.
At the moment, I just have a quick clarification question. So this $88,536 said was from June 1st until now on Josh. Does that mean, so that's for 6 months?
Right.
You say until now, you don't mean today. You mean until the end of the year.
To the end of the year. And there was a $7,500 fee for the marketing plan, the SWOT, some of the due diligence that we did during April and May.
And there have been other expenses as well that weren't anticipated at the time, like Facebook and like the Spanish-speaking translations. And there have been additional expenses on top of that we're paying Focus Media because they're contracting out for things that, as we're rolling, we're seeing need to be done.
Okay. Lynn?
Any other contract in any other department, we are reviewing if it's over $50,000. But the way in which this transaction was set up because of the LDC, the money gets sent into the LDC at a full volume with no accountability back to the legislature of how... If you're spending the contract with Focus Media was $88,000, didn't know about it, didn't see it. I hear what you're saying that we had representation, but you know, my question is the structure of the LDC and no oversight on contracts like that. When we do it for every other department, and I know it's because it's the LDC, but. Is there another way to structure this, or can we talk about how to do this? Because I'm not comfortable with that. as a legislator being responsible. We're going to put $150,000, but don't have the full disclosure of what all of those accounting are for, what projects or contracts are being negotiated and decided on without coming through the legislature.
Can I just ask, TJ, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the presentation given at our meeting, economic development, and a copy of the PowerPoint presentation was given to all the legislators?
The legislators got a copy of the PowerPoint, but Josh did not, I don't believe, made a presentation.
Here again, I
think we're talking about two separate things here. Lynn's talking about, and I think everybody has a problem with, regarding why are we authorizing $155,000 at this point? There again, if the bills are totaling a certain amount, Bert says that there's money into another account that they're going to be spending throughout the year, correct?
I mean, there is operating expenses, and there is cash on hand.
I totally understand that, but Suzanne, you said basically you had the chairman and vice chairman of the committee at the table here?
Right.
But are they voting on expending this money?
Yes.
They are?
Yes,
absolutely.
They're voting members of the UCEDA.
The two titled seats are the chairman and the Economic Development Committee.
Right.
Whoever sits in those seats today and years in the future will be at that table.
But the thing is, I guess the question a lot of legislators have, and I have, why are we authorizing an excess of monies that we don't know how we're spending?
May I?
Go on, Big.
There's also another issue that's not on the table, and maybe in the future it would be productive to have a budget from the LDC, at least so that the legislature can see what the expenses are. But what's been the concern of my office is we now have at least one property that we have to market and sell, and that's Flatbush. And I presume that there's going to be the same path followed that you did with Golden Hill, which is you're going to hire a marketer, someone to market it. You're going to need to have it appraised. And there are going to be expenses attached to that. There will also be legal expenses attached to that. There are things that my office will not be able to provide because there may be a conflict that exists when this happens because of the fact that you're going to have different entities involved in it. And I think that you need to have enough money in your budget to account for that. Once the property is sold, the money comes back to the county, not the LDC. So, like Golden Hill, you have a process.
But I think what we're talking about here is no one questioning what you're doing, how you're doing it, questioning the funding, the process beforehand, knowing that we're going to authorize the funds in order to do so.
Can I say, I have a question.
May I ask, please?
Well, you got Carl first, you got Tracy, then you.
Yeah, but I wanted to just answer what you're saying is, I think part of the confusion, first of all, I should have come to you about this in the spring, but the contract between the county and the EDA is for marketing and education, and then the EDA went and contracted with Focus Media for a portion of that. So I guess what I'm thinking is that the money is for sort of all marketing and education. It's not just for what Focus Media does. If the committee votes to do other things, which I expect them to, I want to be able to do that for the committee as well. And so, and with the properties, and so I think because the timing is bad because we're here so late, it makes it confusing. But if you think about that, we should have done this in the spring, it would have just been for marketing and education in general of the county. And then the committee would have, the EDA would have voted what to do with the resources.
Mm-hmm. Carl, thank Tracy, you. And Jeanette, and Lynn.
I realize that now that's the problem is it's late. And that was my question to begin with. But since you opened up the LDC can, we don't approve the fact that you created an LDC and create board members on it. We don't approve that. Not that we don't approve of it, but we have no right to approve it. You could just set up an LDC and staff it and do whatever you want. I'd like to see, like you suggest, a budget in the beginning of the year. So if that's the only thing that we can vote on,
you can't vote on.
We can vote on the amount that's coming in. Mm-hmm. And that would be a fair way to do it. I think there were some missteps. I'm not angry about it, but I think there was a lot of questions.
The process with the LDC has been ongoing since the beginning of this year, and it's been a tedious process. It hasn't been something that we expected to happen quickly, although we wanted it to happen quickly. And you did vote to transfer the Flatbush property into the LDC. And hopefully there'll be other surplus properties that you will do this with. And the county will benefit from it because they will be the recipient of whatever the purchase price is minus whatever costs are associated with it. But my concern is that there needs to be enough money in this budget for the LDC so that they can thoroughly market this project. And they can do an appraisal, and they can do whatever they have to do to get rid of this property, because the longer we hold it, the more it costs us.
Well, no one's questioning that at all. The questioning is how we're funding it. Tracy?
Yeah, I mean, kind of following on what Carl said and what you said, Richard, I think everyone would probably feel a lot more comfortable with a budget. And I'm, with all due respect, I understand the misstep in terms of coming to the legislature for the money, but there should still be a budget. We should still be able to see a budget today. So, I mean, I don't know what the level of comfort is here, but can it go to committee and have the committee review the budget and the legislature review the budget, and then we move forward? I mean, we're talking about 1 month, but right now I'm hearing all these different things that the money's for, and Bert, you're saying that an operation needs to have money. I get it. And B, you're bringing up the cost of all these things, but there should be an estimate for those costs. We should be able to say, okay, this is what we anticipate, X, Y, and Z, this is what we want to do, and this is what it's going to cost. And then I think everyone at the table would say, yeah, we'll approve it. Maybe we'd approve more money. Maybe we'd approve... I'm not kidding. Maybe we would.
Your point is you need some kind of budget.
I need to
and know
see
what it is.
Yeah, I need to see something. I'm not really clear on
Lynn and Jeanette. And
you know, as Bea just said, the LDC
is evolving, and it took that, and it happened quicker than people anticipated, compounded by the timing and the transfer of the funds. I think there is a piece in this process that I, as a member of economic development, would like more clarity and an opportunity to have a conversation around, and that is, how do we fund the LDC? Just setting it up and then automatically putting numbers in a planning department budget that then get transferred over in this process without detail, without an understanding of what the money is earmarked for. I mean, all of those things, the LDC is a good thing, and I'm not saying, but I'm saying, just as you said, it was, happened quicker than we anticipated. I think there's other parts of this process as legislators and funding the LDC that we should have a discussion around and be able to opine on before we're just transferring money over. And I think this highlighted we have a gap that we need to address and have some conversation about.
Jeanette?
Yeah, I think Susan very early in on her presentation admitted, and apologized for this being late the way it is, and she gave you the circumstances. I think what has to happen is the communication certainly has to be better in the Economic Development Committee. I mean, members shouldn't have to come here and ask questions when you have a chair and a vice chair. Of the committee, and members should be well informed. I'm trying to think when I believe it was around $300,000 we used to give on every budget, UCDC. I don't recall a list of what they did with that $300,000. They could have very well have paid salaries with it, which is probably what they did.
They did pay salaries.
So
they filed reports on it.
They didn't get paid until they did. Yeah. Yes. We had to sign off.
Yeah.
We had to sign off.
Yeah, we had sign offs.
We did. We had the chairman sign off, the finance committee, economic development. There was three or four people had to sign off on it.
You signed off on it, but I mean, it wasn't that it came to the legislature for a vote every time.
No, but the thing is, you authorized $300,000 to do such.
That's my point. That's a kid. We have a committee. We have an economic development committee, and from what I'm hearing.
All right, Jeanette, Bert has a budget here, and I think it's great that he has a budget, but I think it's probably a little, we should have had it a while ago.
So that
and I'm still,
Hold on, please.
Can I just point one thing out on this?
Please, hold on. Bert, you have it in the DJ.
I wanted to point out, you'll see the year-to-date revenue on here is $7,000. And $63,000 has been spent. You do the math, it's not going to be a corporation soon.
Is it a balance sheet or a budget?
It's, you'll see the balance sheet on the part, but you'll see the budget on the right-hand side. The budget versus actual on the right-hand side.
But it's not the budget for the 150.
Yeah, it's
not the budget for the 150. This is the budget of what's currently there now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But that's what's like. The 150 is part of this budget.
TJ,
it's part of this.
Oh, well, you didn't have that clear either.
It's part of the budget. So you were assuming that you were getting the money in?
Yeah.
We
already have
it. Yes. What? Yeah, sure. I mean, you know.
There's nowhere to go with that one.
No, there isn't. Sure.
So you assume that you're just going to get the money.
Hold on, please. Hold on. One time out, please.
I've got to explain.
Well, that's about what I'm going to ask.
All right, TJ has a question that I think is pertinent.
When we voted on the 2014 budget, unless I'm wrong, this money is allocated for UCDC.
Correct? Correct.
So when we voted on the budget, whenever the hell it was, we said yes to this.
Last
December.
Now, because it appears that this money solely is going toward Focus Media, and there's concerns about economic development in the whys and wherefores, it has become an issue, if you will. That's the driving force here. Mm-hmm. All things being equal, January 2nd, we could have, this money should have, could have gone over to the then UCDC.
Right.
And we wouldn't be sitting here killing this horse 42 times tonight.
And that's a good point, and that's the mistake that was made, that this conversation should have happened in January instead of today. However, the 2015 budget allocates similar funds in a similar way that go to the LDC, and then, you know, there's a bigger conversation that needs to be had with the committee. We're ready to have that conversation.
Well, I think what everybody's saying is that they're going to allocate the funds, but they want to know where those funds are going to be spent. If you can break down that, if you have $150,000, where is that $150,000 is going to be spent? You want to do it between Economic Development Committee, or you want to do it through Ways and Means?
Whatever you prefer, Richard.
Well, I think it's appropriate to go to Economic Development.
Yeah,
Mary Beth, then.
Okay. Number one, I'm not going to apologize for having questions. So I'm sorry for bringing this to death. But I have questions, and I just want them clarified, and I appreciate it. I'm not about the mistake. I'm trying to go forward and understand what's in front of me. And until I feel that way, I'm not moving forward. So my question is, for tonight, there's money here to pay the Focus Media Group, correct?
Correct.
Can't miss.
No.
Count the 150?
There's cash available to pay Focus Media. So we're not hanging them up because I don't believe in not paying a bill. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then my second question would be, can we please just table this for now, refer it back to committee, and get a breakdown of the 150 in some way, shape, or form, so we understand. If any other department gives us a bill, how many times have we asked the sheriff? No, we want a breakdown of every vehicle, of what you're spending it on, or every radio that's going in every car, and this should be no different. That's all I'm saying. It's not pick on. It's not who made a mistake. I'm not perfect by any means. But I'm saying, if we can pay Focus Media, because that was my concern from the get-go. I asked that night in Economic Development, are we paying Focus Media? So that was a misunderstanding. I'll take that on my part. So if this is money to be had, then pay the man, because he's been doing work, and let's go back to the drawing board, get this resolved, and bring it to me next month. I'm good with that.
Hector?
And I'll second Mary Beth's motion.
Thank you.
Well, we still have a little conversation.
No, but she made a motion, and I'm second.
Okay. Still continue the conversation.
I said to refer it back to committee.
Was that a motion?
No. Okay.
I'll stop it there.
All right. Any other questions? I think the whole point is here, no one's questioning the money. It's questioning how it's being spent and, you know, where it's appropriate. And they just want to know. I think for next year, you are approved in your budget for how much you say,
$300,000?
$150,000 again? I would suggest strongly that you go between your Economic Development Committee and tell them exactly or some way how you're going to think you're going to appropriate that money. In the meantime, there's a motion on the table from Mary Beth, second by...
Oh, actually, she can really make a motion more like a question.
I make a motion to refer it back to Economic Development.
Okay.
Second.
Discussion on that?
I think that it's been explained to us pretty much that this money was supposed to be there from day one.
That's not the question. The question is how it's spent.
But it's an LDC. They're not going to break down for us, for our approval every month, how much they're going to spend and where they're going to spend it.
Well, I don't think we're asking that. We're asking if there's $150,000 in there, where are you think you're going to appropriate that $150,000? If you have the divine of LDC, it's going to be this much, legal counsel, so forth. Dennis?
I can appreciate there's a lot of moving pieces and parts, but I think in looking for an explanation, you need to look no further than the contract that is proposed between the LDC and Ulster County. That contract clearly lays out the services that are expected with respect to the money, and it also clearly requires an accounting of that money in order for it to be passed forward. So if you're having a discussion about what we're going to do with the money, the answer is in the contract between the LDC and Ulster County. And there's reporting requirements in terms of how that money's spent.
But Dennis, I think what the legislators are asking, myself too, is that we want to know before we appropriate the $150,000 where that money's being spent.
But that would be part of a contractual relationship between the LDC and Ulster
County. I understand that, but when they ask for $150,000, don't you have an idea where you're going to spend that $150,000?
And I agree. I think what we're having a discussion about is the level of detail, because the contract clearly indicates what we're going to spend it on, and it indicates that they have to provide, that the LDC has to provide the county the necessary invoices in order for us to essentially expend that money. So that's there. We can have a discussion with respect to what that level of detail is in those contracts.
All right, come on, please. One at a time. Erica wants to say something.
Well, I just want to say, counter you on that one. Forgive me. There is more detail in your bus contract, your transportation one. That's awesome. They delineate everything that they're going to do. They give benchmarks. We don't have nearly that amount of detail in the contract that's before the legislature right now. It's kind of loosey-goosey. So it might be just that's one of the reasons why I raised it to Legislator Geraghty last week, because when I look at the one for the bus, you know, when you're doing the bus assessment, the transportation assessment that you have with this committee from the group from Milton, Vermont, and this one, it's apples and oranges as far as the detail that what services and what things are going to be done. So I hear what you're saying, but it's not the same. But just, and I think that's what they're looking for.
But just so you know, in terms of prior contracts between the county and the Development Corporation as UCDC, those contracts were written much like this contract. In fact, probably even more loosey-goosey, if I may use the term, than the current contract, where you have spelled out that we're actually going to hold these quarterly, these seminars, we're actually going to what the marketing plan is. So we've tightened that up. It may not be to the necessary work that we need to do in order to move it forward, but there is a contractual relationship here that has a product at the end of it, A, and B is, has an accounting of that product back to the county in terms of paying those invoices.
Call the question, everyone.
I just want to say one more thing. I mean, I just think an informed legislature, especially now going into another budget cycle, as Deputy Executive Cornell pointed out, can't hurt. And since TJ and Jim, you had the discussion about whether or not there was a presentation at Economic Development, it can't hurt to go back to your committee. Mm-hmm. Just, and it'll be back to you.
I don't disagree, but I can just say I don't think there's anybody sitting at this table that has not called that office for one of their businesses, one of their constituents. This is an investment in Ulster County. We are competing.
I don't think any of us are saying.
And I'm not saying. Thank you. But it is an investment. Look at the projects, the major projects. 10 years in planning, two of them. Look at what's going on with the bottling plant. Okay? And you wonder why? I'm just saying. This is an investment. This needs to be done. We should be commending these people. They said they consolidated. The former UCDC had, 35 members? Used to have 20, 30 people sitting around a room?
Mm-hmm.
Try to get something
done.
Try to get something done.
Hi, Jeanette.
I just have one question because I see TJ point to it. This says 2014, the paper that just passed around.
Yeah.
So down on the bottom, it gives the total expenses for 2014. So this is what you're looking with. So you want to wait another month, and we'll look at this, and then we'll say yes or no. Is that what we're going to do?
They want the details of 150.
I mean,
They want the detail. That's not the 150.
I thought you said you wanted the expenses that they're using the money for.
Of the 150.
So what is this?
Well, on here, the 150 is marketing campaign.
And what is this?
It's every other expense we have as well.
Hector.
Mr. Chairman, you have members of the committee here asking, you have some asking for it to be moved. You have other committee members here who are asking for it to be referred so they can basically get the chance to actually give it the review that they feel it should be done. Call the question.
Thank you.
Though we did that 10 minutes ago.
I'm very liberal. I let people talk.
Don't be liberal.
Okay.
You are liberal.
I'm very liberal. Right. Actually, time's wasting. All right, so the question to move it from here back to Economic Development Committee, correct?
Mm-hmm.
All right, all in favor?
Aye. Just somebody asked about the other day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Anybody against?
I'm against.
Carl? All right, let's move back. There again, Suzanne, make arrangements with Jim's committee to make sure it's there.
TJ. We'll have it.
TJ, I'm sorry.
They mistake us all the time, but I'm taller.
You guys look the same.
We got to send Josh up to the lake.
All right. Thank you.
Josh, thank you.
Josh, thank you. Bill, thank you. And like I said, no one's questioning, just that they want an accounting of it. All right, look, 373 is done. Let's go back to 355, appropriating funds from the district attorney. We did 349. Forfeiture fund, district. Come on, let's go. We got a lot to do in 5 minutes.
I'll move it.
Where are you?
349. District.
355.
355, I'm sorry. District attorney forfeiture account. Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
No.
If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
363, authorize the chairman of Ulster County Legislature to execute a settlement agreement and release between health
second.
And care by...
Okay. Aye.
Any discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Did the difference in taxation get sorted out?
Yep.
Yeah, you had a breakdown of it.
It was an inverse participle that passed for or something like that, but it worked.
Resolution 366, authorized the construction and reconstruction of former Sophie Finn Elementary School, City of Kingston, in the amount of $6,402,315. That's the bond, right.
Yeah. Do you mean 365?
No, 366.
Yeah. 366.
All in favor, it's going for a long roll on the floor.
Yeah.
All right. All in favor, yes?
Aye.
Yep.
No one moved it? I'm sorry. Someone moved it.
Well,
TJ
it doesn't matter.
It.
It's bought.
I just saw you. Moved it. Second by Carl. Jim?
Yeah.
All in favor, aye?
No.
369, amending the indigent veterans burial policy to equalize the reimbursement rates for burial and cremation services. This we had questions last year versus this year. Hector, calm down a little bit.
Whatever Jeanette says.
Okay. Moved by Mary Beth, second by
second.
Carl. Everybody see the difference?
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
I
kill it.
Resolution 384, the execution of contract amendment of excess of $50,000 to Buddy County Correctional Medical Care. 384, moved by.
I'll move it.
TJ, second by. Second by.
It's only $858,000.
Yeah, right. There's no questions about this.
No.
All right, discussion. We got
long.
A second. Who just. Carl just seconded.
Not Tracy.
I just have a comment,
yes.
I'm going to be a no on both 384 and the one which I know we're going to get to, but the one that breaks out the contract. You know, when I saw them in the late today, I called Victoria about it, and she said, "Oh, that there was some kind of settlement and they had to split out." I know I'm talking about both at the same time, but they had to split out the their company into three. So I started to research, and I got and read the AG's settlement paper, which is I haven't left my desk today, 30-something pages long, correctional medical care, and it's pretty disturbing, pretty scary. Six suicides, not just the six suicides, putting on doctors that weren't doctors, billing for hours that weren't hours, things they admit to, things they don't admit to, but they neither confirm or deny. It just
Literally, it says it in the settlement, and it just made me, it all made me very, very uncomfortable. And I know they're the only ones, or I think they're the only ones, the sheriff will tell us, who bid. But to me, that's, it's not enough to just say, okay, we're going with the, with, we're going to go with the same. One of these counties that suffered a death on CMC's watch continued to renew the contract despite these reports to the contrary. I mean, there's no way I could approve it today. And this is just the tip of the iceberg with this, like, this information. I mean, you just Google CMC, AG, there's quite a lot out there. And it's late. It's 6 o'clock. I don't know how we're even going to do it, but I'm certain.
What's your comments?
My comment is the Attorney General's office only singled out CMC, and when I got called on it, we had 4 other companies that bid on our contract, and the medical contract for the county was there before I got elected sheriff, and we kept it up however often it goes after that. Also, that when it came out to the RFP last time, I asked somebody from the Ways and Means to sit on it, and I also mentioned it at the Public Safety Committee to somebody to sit in on the process. We have no problems with this company at all. And the other 5 or 6 companies in New York State that do medical contracting out, or the counties that have county medical, the Attorney General's office never looked into any of that. So, you know, our door is always open. We're at every meeting, and I invited everybody to sit on the RFP process. We're very happy with CMC, and I stand by them. They were not only the lowest bidder, they gave the best service.
Who'd you ask to sit in on you from the Ways and Means?
You'd have to go back to it in a minute, but I stood here, because I always stand, at a Ways and Means Committee meeting and said, hey, somebody should sit in on the process, and I gave the date and the time that we were opening the RFPs, and I did the same thing for the public safety, and nobody was there. So I offered it up.
When was it that you redid that?
When I redid it.
When was that difficult?
I'd have to go back. I don't know off the top of my head, Tracy, sorry.
Mark?
It was December of last year, or December, January. Just to clarify, there were 3 responses.
Sure.
They came back. 3 responses. But one had been a corporation for 2 weeks prior to the RFP being submitted.
Wow.
And so they were kind of set aside. And
age a little.
CMC was...
Was
selected by the RFP committee very strongly.
Sheriff, what happens if we do not approve this? I mean, what's that?
Well, right now we owe them $1.1 million, which is budgeted money, so it's not a surprise to anybody. But that's what we owe, and I don't know. I'd have to refer to the attorneys. I don't know what happens if we don't do it.
Mark?
This is also just an amendment to bring us to the present. This is not the contract going out.
The prior contract, though, not the one that we approved in May, in April, May.
But I believe it's extending the current rates.
Correct.
Well,
this amendment was doing, initially we were going to contract with them, we extended their old contract to April 30th. Thinking that May 1st we were going to start the new contract, that's the contract that you folks approved when it was on the first time.
But then
they had to restructure their organization. They established 2 new professional corporations, a medical and a dental. That restructuring was approved by the Attorney General's office. Those entities didn't come into being until August 4th. So rather than do part of a month, what we decided would be best would be to extend the old contract from May 1st to August 31st. That's what this amendment is, to cover. And they've been working all this time covering all of their responsibilities without pay, to extend it to August 31st to cover that gap, and then to take the contract, as I said, that you folks approved previously, and instead of being from May 1st of a year to April 30th of 3 years later, it's going to start September 1st and go to August 31st, 3 years later. The amount of that contract did not change. The entities are specified. Each entity has to provide insurance under the new contract.
under the old one, the organization agreed to bill us at the new rate, which is lower than the previous rate. So for the four additional months, we're getting the benefit of the lower rate that was part of the new contract. So all in all, I thought that they were being a good business partner. We talked about it, and we're comfortable. The sheriff is comfortable with the operation. I was there the other day with our corporate compliance consultant, and they're comfortable with the operation. I mean, I can't speak to the suicides. I have no idea. I think they want to commit suicide.
We've been in contact with the AG's office, too.
Well,
that's right.
Nine deaths on their watch, and in every case, CMC was faulted. So they're not all suicides.
And again, it's only CMC that's in the report. There's other companies that had as bad or the same.
That could be. I personally do not feel so.
All right, Bea?
The other thing, the other piece to the puzzle is that we have been in contact with the AG's office for months now before this settlement took place. We did not decide to make these, you know, to amend it for 4 months and go into the new contract when we did, without having conversations and approvals from the AG's office. My staff has been talking to them, and so have I, for about 4 or 5 months now. So when we came to the point that the AG was actually settling the case, they called us and told us this. We went through this contract with them, and we went through everything we were doing to make sure the county was in compliance with the AG's office and the county was protected. We cannot be without medical service at the jail. I mean, it's common sense. If we have no medical service at the jail, we will be in violation of many, many, many laws.
Constitution.
Okay? So, you know, this has been carefully thought out. It's not that we're coming to you at the last minute with this. It was purposeful that we did this when we did it, because we wanted to make sure that the AG was happy with the settlement, and we wanted to make sure that the sheriff was happy with the services, and we wanted to make sure that the county and its inmates were protected. So you need to know that, all right? And we weren't at liberty to discuss this with anyone when the AG's office was calling us.
Sheriff, anything goes wrong, we're blaming you.
Mm-hmm. I blame Berta.
Blame him on the last. There you go.
Thanks,
Sheriff.
Just one quick comment to Tracy's concerns about the mental health care. You know, something, you know, we looked at that too, and one of the things that we did with the RFP and the contract, we built some language, and I'm pleased that we did, that ensures a better coordination between CMC and the County Department of Mental Health. We now get daily reports of people receiving services that have substance abuse and mental health issues. We have a better coordination now. We want to make sure when someone leaves incarceration that we have the right supports and wrap around the community. So we did build some provision in the contract that I'm glad that we got in there to have a better coordination of those services.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions? Hector?
No.
All right. Any other questions? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're going to late resolution. No? Tracy, no. 390, nullifying resolution number 353 of July 2015, improving the execution of contracts of excess of 50, correctional medical care, BM medical, dental, blah, blah, blah.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Blah, blah, blah.
If not, roll call. In favor say aye.
Aye.
We're going to take, if you allow me to take resolution 385 through 389. They're all... No one.
No,
390.
Oh, 90, okay. Can we do that as a group?
Yes, that's fine.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Resolution 385 through 389, which is about the Sophie Finn School. Yep. It's all the contract within that.
Block.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Block.
I'll move it as a block.
I'll second.
All right. Discussion on all of them or for any of them?
Aye.
Yes, go on, Erica.
Is there a reason why we don't have scope of work attached to the contracts? Is there a reason why we're not asking for bonds in the contract? Is there a reason why we don't have the insurance requirements in the contracts?
Yeah.
They're all kind of like, you know,
I get it. CAFI has had a legislative council has had the 1,200-page manual, which is the scope of services for a month and a half. So these are AIA contracts. Whenever we have architect as a lead, we have to go through AIA. They basically incorporate the manual.
Okay. But as far as like, there's nothing in filled out on the bond, because usually there's a performance bond, right?
We require
is that in the manual too?
Yes.
Okay.
and the insurance requirements? Because usually, you know, our regular contracts have.
We have.
We want
all
your firstborn, your lastborn.
It's all
know,
in
$500 million.
It's all in the manual.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
I do have an extra right downstairs.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, considering Legislator Jarrett's expectations of me, yes, I'll take it.
Okay.
Please and thank you.
Make sure you read it before you go to bed tonight.
Okay.
And then text me in the morning.
My pain is
All right, any other questions? If not, the bundle resolution from 385 to 389 inclusive. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
Okay.
We
now
moved
we'll vote
the block.
Now I'll move. Now I'll move to move the block.
We move to move the block.
Second the block.
Any other discussion? If not, the block resolutions. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Check.
Any new business?
No.
Any old business?
No.
Motion to adjourn. Moved by TJ.
Yes, sir. I'm moving it.
Jimmy second. All in favor, say aye. Thank you.
We'd be there already.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for that information. All right.